Howdy, Frank Show. Going to welcome the hottest woman in Illinois. Miss Illinois, actually, 2014. Lexi Atkins, where is she? Get her in here. Lexi, thank you for coming in. She looks familiar to me, like I know you.
Right.
But I guess I'm from the Midwest. We're both from Indiana, so yeah. I guess you being from Illinois feels like
just
family.
A Midwest. Yeah, it's like a Midwest Midwest vibe.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by. You normally up this early?
Yeah, I'm kind of delirious. I'm like really awake. It's weird.
And you have like, what, the premiere? Is it tonight?
Yeah, it is tonight at the Ace Hotel.
Zombievers.
Everyone can still come. So.
Oh, anybody can come.
Yeah, anyone can come.
Oh, it's not one of those like private Hollywood screenings.
No.
Yeah, listening people, you can go see her.
So you can still come tonight. All of us cast will be there. So.
Red carpet.
Yes. Yeah, I'm excited.
Do you like? Well, you probably like red carpets. We've done a few red carpet events and stuff, but a lot of times it's everybody knows you, but a lot of times it's like somebody goes before you and like click 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 over here, and then you hear them go. Who is that? And then I think there's one they'll take like an. I should take a picture. I feel bad for her. No one will never use this. It'll never go anywhere. Don't you find red carpet though like awkward or maybe not because you've done pageants and stuff, but where you're just standing there and you're like, I don't know what to do with my arm. I feel weird. I don't know.
I think you always feel a little bit weird just because, like, especially when you're by yourself and everyone's like, and you're like, mostly I think because you know it's going to be on the internet. So you're like, I hope this is going to be okay.
Right. Is my arm right? Do I
That's
turn?
That's the first thing I think. Yeah. You're like, what this is going to be on the internet forever. Like, can't get it down.
And then you're holding your smile and your mouth is quivering because you're like, I can't hold this smile much longer.
Yeah.
Was there a talent portion of Miss Illinois?
There's no talent for Miss USA or Miss Teen USA, but we are talented. There is no talent portion.
There's no talent needed.
Well, if there was, what would you have done, you think?
I think I would have danced or I would,
you can dance.
I would sing. Mm-hmm. I've been on a traveling team since I was five, so I've been a trained dancer my whole life.
A five-year-old dance traveling team?
Yes, it's kind of like
Little Miss Sunshine?
No, we competed at like dance competitions all around
dance?
The U.S. I was trained in everything, but we'd mostly compete in like lyrical or jazz.
So, okay. So everybody in the audience is pretty much the parents of the girls dancing, right?
I can't imagine.
I'm going,
like,
what are you
like,
doing this weekend,
it
Frank?
Literally
I'm going
was
down
like,
and watching five-year-olds
well,
dance.
No, you're not allowed to.
Yeah, it was like dance moms, basically.
Okay.
Like, we
like
compete,
hardcore,
and
though?
It was really all the whole dance world's very hardcore. Yeah, it's like that.
I watched that lady on Dance Moms, I'm like, oh, my God, she's just a little girl. Go easy on her.
So how long have you been in Los Angeles?
3 years now. I first moved to L.A. when I actually auditioned for this. It's so funny. We were talking. I was like, this is so long ago. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It took 3 years to get this movie made?
Basically, yeah.
Wow.
For it to really come out and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a long time
Where
ago.
Were you living before that? Illinois?
Illinois, yes.
You were in Illinois and get a call from what your agent who's there or out here and says, we have a movie called Zombievers.
Oh, no.
And
I moved to L.A. I moved to L.A. And then once I got my manager, this was one of my third or fourth auditions with my management. Yeah.
You know how lucky that? I mean, that's awesome.
Heidi came out here to be an actress.
Yeah.
Look where she ended up.
June of 1997, Lexi. And here I sit.
It's up and down, definitely, because I think this year I'm finally realizing how lucky I really got, you know, because everything would just kind of happen, then I started working like crazy, and now this is my first pilot season, or my second pilot season, mm-hmm. I'm like, haven't booked anything yet, I'm like, what the heck, and everyone's like, that's how it works.
Right, you're not supposed to get stuff right
off. Well, wait until I see this movie, Zombievers, it premieres tonight at the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles, and it's going to be released in theaters.
Yes, on the 20th.
This Friday.
Yes.
And that's a big deal, because I saw the trailer for it, and it looks great. I mean, in that tongue-in-cheek way of like being a horror film and it's Zombievers
like
and then the zombie craze going on right now. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be a cult classic.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Hopefully.
And you'll be recognized for this movie the rest of your life. You realize that?
Yes.
She's like,
I realize
yes.
it. And I'm really proud.
Zombiever! You'll hear that in the parking lot.
Zombiever! At the grocery store. Zombiever! Yes, that's me.
I think my favorite line, this is from the trailer alone. I haven't seen it. But where you three girls are in your bikinis and you come across a hunter in the woods with a gun. And you're like, what are you doing, ladies? And you're like, oh, we were just looking for beavers.
Ain't
and
they're
we like, no. I was like, oh, classic.
Yeah.
Ain't we all.
Ain't we all. Yeah. Now, how did you get, how did they find you for Ted 2? Because you're going to be in that too. When's that come out?
That June.
Summer?
Yeah, in June.
Okay.
Yeah. Just my management, you know, going out for
and another
auditions.
Audition.
Yeah.
And you nailed that one, that huge movie.
Yeah, I'm really, really, really excited about that.
That's awesome.
That was one of my other, that and The Boy Next Door, like two.
And you're a waitress in Ted 2?
Yes.
And see, most actresses are just waitresses in real life.
Yeah, she gets to actually act like a waitress.
If you weren't going to be an actress, singer, dancer, pageant queen, what would you do? I mean, as far as a job, did you have a plan B?
I did waitress my first year moving here.
Yeah?
At Planet Raw. I was like, of course, so LA. Like the first, when I moved here, I was like, I'm going to be healthy. And then I went to turned totally raw. I'm not anymore, but for a year.
Yeah.
And I would only go to this restaurant like every single day because that's the only thing I thought I could eat. Because I'm like, where else do you get?
What do they serve there? Just celery sticks?
No, they sold like a lot of different, it was just all like a vegan kind of plant based.
Why'd you quit being raw?
Craving meat.
I'm from Illinois.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It didn't work out so
same
well.
With me. When I first moved here back in, again, June of 97 to be an actress, I wasn't vegan, but I was vegetarian and doing that same thing, like, super healthy and all of that. And then one day I'm like, what am I doing? I need a burger. I need a chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
You just crave it.
Yeah, but it was a fun year. And then I was a waitress, and I think everyone should be at least at some point in their life, because you really look at everyone differently when you're being served, and you're like, wow, like, it's really hard. And even I was a hostess as well, and that was even harder than being a waitress.
You're probably a really good tipper now because you worked your butt off and you're like, oh, thanks for the 47 cents.
Thanks so much. People would sometimes leave a penny, and you're like, thank you. Like, wow.
A penny?
Did you have to wear a stupid waitress outfit?
No, it was kind of like a hippie place, so you could wear whatever you wanted.
Yeah, I worked at a Mexican restaurant called Chi Chi's. You're from Illinois. Didn't have Chi Chi's in Illinois?
I don't think they have it anymore,
but we had puffy sleeves and stuff.
You had to wear that?
Oh, yeah. I was the waiter, the puffy sleeves. And happy birthday to you.
Olé! You know.
Did you have to sing happy birthday? Did people go to raw bars for birthdays? Because that would suck.
That would suck.
I mean, as far as a birthday restaurant, it's like, we're going to the raw bar.
Yay.
My birthday. Great. Let's blow out the carrot sticks.
Plate of fruit. No.
Right. It's a plate of fruit. Growing up watching television and wanting to be an actress when you grew up, was there a show that, your favorite shows in the past that you'd love to be a part of?
So this is hilarious. My family is obsessed with Family Guy.
Okay.
And
we love that
too. It's like a tradition almost every single night. We all get together and watch Family Guy. So that's especially when I booked it. It was just crazy. My dad was like more jealous than anybody. He was just like, what?
So who's Meg in your family?
I'm the oldest of four. So one of my sisters. I would be Brian.
Brian?
Yeah, literally we're known in my town as being Family Guy. And Stewie
That's
is
awesome.
My youngest sister. It's hilarious. And we're all basically those characters.
Is your dad Peter?
Yes.
He is Peter.
Yes. And my mom is definitely Lois. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, we do the same thing. I think if you're a family who watches Family Guy, you pretty much get your characters down. Obviously, I'm Peter. But my lady is Meg, because we're like, she always does that stuff. We're like, Meg. You know, she really likes Meg.
Yeah, the only one who wasn't okay with what the character was is my sister. And she's like, I'm not Meg. And we're like, okay, Meg. You're like, whatever.
You're totally
wants to be Meg.
No, it's funny.
Congratulations on your success.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And it's fun having you in. And tonight at the Ace Hotel in Los Angeles, you can go see the premiere.
Everyone.
Zombievers, everybody show up. And if you don't get a chance to see it tonight, you can see it in theaters on Friday. Thank you so much, Lexi Atkins.
Thank you.
And follow her on Twitter, at Lex underscore Atkins.
Had to do the underscore. Yes. Somebody had Les Atkins.
Yeah, I know.
Is it another actress? Because I'm Frank Kramer. And
it was this random girl who's only tweeted twice. And I literally messaged her and I was like, can I please have it?
She said no?
She never responded. So I think she doesn't even use it because there's just no tweets or anything. And I was just like, this is such a waste. I won't do anything.
Is a dentist in South Carolina.
Did you reach out to
him? Yeah, I was like, come on. He's like, no, I'm known around here.
Why would my dentist need to be on Twitter?
I'm like the dentist that everybody knows. I'm like, okay, whatever. All right, thank you, Lexi, for coming in. We're going to take a quick look at traffic and come right back. We're Hattie and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Hattie and Frank show. Go to HattieandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people, on demand, webcast, behind the scenes, too much to name right here. Go to HattieandFrank.com, check it out.